What do you think of that music, ma'am?
That's so cool.
I like it, too. I think it's really good. 1 minute past 3 o'clock. Robin and Maynard program. What are you doing in there, concrete back? How is that thing, anyway?
Like a couple of cinder blocks with a piano wire running right down the center, jacked into about 20,000 volts.
Perfect. Perfect.
Operated by Satan.
Ah, you poor thing.
Thank you. Now let's go live to the news desk with Little Johnny Newsball and see
You'd
if we
like
can jack one out of the park.
Costume.
Today's headlines.
What's about the lady that had the baby in Taco Bell on Aurora Avenue? Did you see that?
Yeah, and she's 39.
Baby's okay. It's at Northwest Hospital.
Well, mommy's not. Mommy's in the jailhouse.
And mommy should be in the jailhouse.
So I would think so. Well, usually you expect the girl to be, you know, 14
right.
if you hear a story like that, but 39. Kids?
Mm. Did you like the story, kids? I don't know. I mean, they're just kind of sitting there with their thumbs up there.
That's the stuff. Now, once more.
Oh, Johnny, that...
Crazy Dave Anderson is bitten by his own cobra.
Right.
Which, by the way, are illegal. This guy is a combo dumb slash tough. You know what I mean? He goes next door to a bar, and instead of calling, pardon you.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, I thought I heard a big belch.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Instead of calling 911, orders a pitcher of beer. Did you get a hold of the bar where this guy... Well, let's see what we're working on.
That's what I would do.
The show is...
Who's working on it? I just see Nate playing with his ponytail.
This show is fluid. Why, I tell you, it's a work in progress. We'll get a hold of this guy. Walked in, ordered a beer, and then he dropped like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taken to the hospital. Kids?
Good work, Johnny. Now you're getting it.
If that's getting it... I want some.
Big drug bust in Seattle this past weekend. Oh, I'm sure you've heard about it. Seen it on television, read about it. In the newspaper, maybe you have seen Penny LaGate. Maybe you've seen Penny LaGate report on it.
I don't think you're going to do well. I'm calling a whiff on this story.
Get this. Smuggling cocaine in a soccer mom-style van.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys were working out of some pretty nice places around town, but they've been caught now. 330 pounds of cocaine seized. That's right, Bolivian marching powder. Street value, $12 million.
Hmm. Yeah. That's quite a little story, wouldn't you say? Look at that ball go. Yeah. Good going, Johnny.
Thanks, kids.
Well, kids, what do you think of Johnny's performance overall?
Little Johnny home run, now you'll hear them call.
Little Johnny home run,
how that boy can hit the ball.
Yay! Yay!
Johnson, sewage commissioner. And now, two of my favorite big ones, Robin and Maynard.
Thanks, Bill. Robin and Maynard Showtime is 316. State Route 522 at Northeast 125th. An overturned car. Expect delays. It's a rollover injury accident just west of Lake City Way. And that's it for traffic. Brought to you by Car Toys.
That's quite crafty, Madam Fabulina.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
Thank you. How's Anthonanus doing? Pop him up for a second.
Anthonanus, you're on the air with Robin and Maynard, former co-producer.
Hello. You know that car toys that you were talking about?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have left from my car that was when I was up there.
I got my
stereo at Car Toys, and then my car got jacked when I was down here.
Anthonanus was a former co-producer of the show, and there was just something that didn't work out right, so he split for L.A.
to make his fortune. But now he is, the producer director for...
I'm one of the senior contestant coordinator for
a senior contestant
game show.
The game show is called...
Street Smarts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had plenty of street smarts when you got that woman from Cairo all pissed off at you when
Sam
you were during the big storm.
There was a little... I think that was
great. Did you guys ever get video of that?
No.
You know what? I got to call
that so
somebody.
That was Channel 5, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it 5?
Yeah,
seven?
It was Channel
NBC.
5.
And NBC, people.
There was that was Channel 5, and there was a windstorm, and there was some little cub reporter doing a report from Alki, and there was no one around, and the waves were crashing, and she's saying, and I'm standing at Alki, and it's windy, and look at the waves, and there's Goofball running back and forth
behind her, like
behind
he's being
her,
blown away. And then he'd pop over her shoulder in the middle of her take. She was fuming.
Yeah, she chased me down to my truck after that.
I know.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from the news producer that he was not happy.
Were you upbraided?
What's that now?
No.
Nothing.
Hey, are you guys checking out Big Brother?
What's Big Brother?
The TV show.
No.
I cast that.
It's not, what do you mean? It's the worst TV show in the world.
Well,
it's
like the fourth one. I got to cast it again this season for Big Brother.
Oh, God.
It's on again?
Yeah,
you're responsible
you
that? For that?
That's coming back?
What are you
back?
Doing, folks?
That stinks.
Prime time.
No. Really?
Yes, yeah. It's on.
When is it on? Right after
Wednesday,
My Mother the Car?
Hogan Zero's reruns? And then that?
Okay, when is your TV show on there?
I'm not sure when it's on, but it's on here at 1:30.
Yeah, we don't watch TV around here.
All right, Anis, why don't you give us a ring when you come to town?
I definitely will.
Don't think about staying
here.
Love
you, miss you.
Yeah, sure you do.
You're cute, isn't he?
Mr. Sincerity.
Yeah.
I think that might have been part of the problem. I was always a big Anthony Anis fan, but he pouted a lot, you know.
I know.
He had to be removed.
I have to go to Los Angeles and make my mark.
He did, too.
Okay.
He was in a couple of movies.
I'll bet he was.
Sucked pretty bad. Yeah, I know, Duke. I know. 3:20 in the afternoon. Today is Tuesday the 16th. 77 degrees downtown.
Downtown. Martha Burke at 76. 76 bullseye degrees. Right on the money.
You know what?
Downtown.
I think I see a bullseye on you, too, there, buddy.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing today?
Nice to have you in the Robin and Maynard nook. So, how can you tell if your scary movie villain is getting too old?
Well, I'm going to let you know.
I'm so curious.
He can't terrorize on the 15th of the month because he's busy cashing his Social Security check. He loses interest in the chase when somebody yells bingo.
Uh-huh.
He has to stop several times during the chase to pee.
Yeah. Prostate probably a little enlarged in that
case.
Well,
I'm thinking that might be what it is.
Yeah.
Has to finish terrorizing victims by 8 p.m. so he can watch Matlock.
There you got a laugh track.
Mm-hmm. Supplements his income by working as a Walmart greeter.
I like the Walmart greeters. I've decided that I do.
Lastly, heavy breathing on the phone is the result of him running out of breath on the way to the can.
Ooh, there's the Duke of Bavaria with a wild laugh track. Very nice. At 4:15, we spin the Melody Ranch quiz wheel. Today's payout, $102.50. How about that?
Okay.
At 5:35, quiz show Phooey, as introduced by a tiny, tiny little man named Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
Right.
Oh, he's real.
He's the real guy.
Yes.
You know, we met him one night.
Yeah, he's the voice of the little Speedy man.
Yeah. And he played the little tiny boy, even though he's 70-some years old, in radio plays back in the old days. You kids wouldn't remember it. Don't worry about that.
No. No, sometimes you would listen to the show and you would say to yourself,
What year is this?
The hell are they talking?
Yeah. Don't you worry about it. We got that all handled for you.
Yeah.
When it comes to nostalgia.
It's probably the wrong show for you.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I was just going to say. Yeah.
You want something,
you want something
like with, quiz.
What? Go ahead.
No.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to say it.
Yes, you are.
I was just thinking something skewing a little younger, demographically.
You know, like bitch slap.
Like quiz show up the butt, it's introduced by
Eminem. Up your butt. That would be a great name for a quiz show.
It's just a little, skewing a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, baby.
We should update this show.
We'll quit you up the butt.
Yeah, we should. How about a show called Would You Hit This? That's the new term, by the way. That is a euphemism for would you find.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. That might not be a bad show. Would you hit this?
Mm-hmm. Our term would be, hey, want a canoodle?
23 Skidoo. We'll be right back.
Ask, who dares scale the wall of ignorance?
Hello?
Oh, I got to the wrong number, sorry.
Who are you trying to call?
Is this you guys?
Yeah.
I recently become engaged to my girlfriend. Her name is Christine.
Yes.
And I remember a song that went, Christine, strawberry girl, Christine. And I can't remember who did it. Can you help me?
Yeah.
Christine.
Sing it louder. I can't hear you quite.
it goes, Christine, or somebody like the Allies.
I don't know if we have a bad connection or something, but I've got a cold. My ear is plugged a little louder.
Okay. Christine, Strawberry Girl.
Louder, please,
Christine.
Louder. Louder. I can't hear you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just a little louder.
Christine, Strawberry Girl.
I think that's Christine Strawberry Girl.
Yeah, who did it?
Well, I think that was Merlin the Mortaineers from 73.
No, it's newer than that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No.
Well, I hope that was
that helped.
A nice call. I hope Christine heard that. I'm sure she's probably on her way out of town, but it's top speed. Good thing. It's the guy I'm engaged to right there.
There he is. A few moments ago, we had Michelle in, who gave the list of how you know that your movie monster is too old to be scary. Buck writes and says, I saw a movie last week where the old guy playing the monster kept tripping over his own testicles during the scary chase scenes. Most unsavory.
That's another sign, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One we failed to include. We're talking to the guy that was bitten by a cobra.
Well, you know how I feel about snakes,
I don't think I do.
Oh, you do, too.
Huh?
Are you kidding?
No, tell me how you feel about them.
I can't even look at one.
Really?
I cannot go in to that snake house at the zoo. I cry. I run out. I cannot stand snakes. Ask Gruntner.
Huh.
I will lose my mind if I see a snake.
And how do they feel about you?
They probably think I'm their sister.
Dave, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Say hello to Robin. It's the Robin Maynard Show.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Robin.
Dave, can't believe a damn thing you hear, reading the papers or hear on the radio. We need to get it from the horse's mouth. What happened to you?
Well, I got a baby cobra about 3 years ago and raised him, was going to have him mounted, but he bit me before I could.
You were going to stuff him?
Well, yeah, it was. Well, he was only about 6 inches when I got him, but they start getting 5.5 feet,
aren't they? Let's do this. Are they contraband cobras? Are they not illegal to have?
Yeah, I hear they are now.
No. Okay, but let me ask you this, because I'm not sure I caught this right. You wanted to raise the animal to kill it and have it mounted.
Well, yeah, they only live for 5 or 10 years anyhow, you know.
And hey, were you going to do with a mounted snake?
Just have them flared out, like cobras do.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I don't know, what is it, the Viper Museum up in Sultan? Mm-hmm. Something like that?
Yeah,
you know,
you could
have made a decent hat if you'd have coiled it up and then put the cobra popping off the top like that.
Well, it was my baby. I raised it.
And so you'd like to kill it and
where'd
stuff
you, where
it.
Did you, where did you what get your, where'd you get your baby?
I don't remember. It was just
Wait a minute. You don't remember where you got a cobra.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago. Somebody gave me a number.
Do you have short-term memory loss at all?
I thought so.
I like you.
Yeah.
I have a lot of questions for you today. Let me ask you this. 3 years ago, you got the baby cobra, raising it to kill it and stuff it. And how were you bitten? And what did you do upon being bitten?
Oh, I was cleaning his cage, and I usually do it at night when it's cold, feed him first. He's usually chewing on a mouse, and then...
You're chewing on a what, sir?
He's usually, feed him a dead mouse, and then...
A dead mouse.
Then he's busy while I get his...
I thought they liked live food.
No, that would have been... Then he would have got too fast. I used to play with other snakes when I grew up.
I can imagine, yeah. Sounds like you've had some venom.
You didn't feed him the live mouse because he would eat that too fast?
Well, yeah, then he'd snap at them. If they're live, he'd be chasing them around. Well, I trained him to eat just the dead ones so he wasn't snapping at them,
This guy is crazier than crap ass rat.
All right.
Okay, just absolutely mad.
So you're bitten by the cobra immediately. What did you do immediately thereafter?
I walked across the street, and I don't have a phone, so I walked across the street, ordered my first beer or my last beer, and told the guy to call the ambulance.
How many beers did you have before the ambulance came?
None. You don't play with beer and reptiles.
Why did you order the beer?
The figured it might be my last one.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want to go down sober. I don't expect you were sober at the time, were you?
Yeah, I was.
You were? Are you sober right now?
It was one in the afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you do, Dave?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I used to be a jeweler, go to college and things now.
Now you've got a friend in the diamond industry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know, in the story that we got, that you're called Crazy Dave.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel you're having full entitlement to that moniker?
What?
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. There's men out there beating their women. There's men out there abusing their children, and they say I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're better than that.
You're better than that. Now, what? Do you have a wife or girlfriend?
No.
Do you have children?
No.
How old are you?
I was too busy helping everyone raise theirs.
Right. How old are you now?
43.
You're 43, and
Now that I'm hunting for a wife and kid, you know.
You are hunting for one?
Yeah, well, now that I want children, I figure...
Oh, Lord, don't do it, man.
I didn't have their family.
That's not the venom. Not the venom speaking. Is it? Hey, Dave.
So I had to settle for a cobra child.
Dave.
Do you still have the snake?
Hmm?
You still got the snake?
No, they froze it, then they burned it.
Oh, no, that's what they're doing with Ted Williams. Dave, let me ask you, was it painful when immediately? Does it burn like crazy? Is it super pain when you're inflicted with snake venom from the cobra?
No.
What was the sensation like?
Did your heart palpitate?
Leave it.
Do you have constricted breath?
But did someone take the bong away there for a second and tell him to leave it?
Yeah.
You said leave it right there, didn't you? Okay, so now tell me, take step by step. The cobra snaps and bites you. And then where did he bite you?
In the hand.
Okay, and then what happened to your body? What was the brain sensation?
Huh?
Dizzy?
Swelling, dizziness, lightheadedness, nausea.
What?
Cramping, shortness of breath, fever.
Cramping, yeah, it's a neurotoxin.
Right.
It screws up your breathing.
Yeah. Dave, nice to have you on the Robin and Maynard Show. And as a matter of fact, if you don't mind, we'd like to hire you.
Hire me?
Yeah.
You know, I wonder what a guy like you, a former jeweler, would like to do with his life. What do you have in store for the? What do you say? What are your goals?
Well, I must be really bored if I'm playing with cobras.
Right. So what I'm asking you is, what are your goals in life?
Find a nice house, a nice woman.
How are you going to pay for the house?
I'll go to work.
Okay. What do you think you'll do is what I'm kind of thinking.
Well, I'm going to probably go back to jewelry.
Yeah. Have you ever created a nice baguette with a topaz midpiece?
I've made a lot.
A baguette?
I went to college for architecture.
What do you call it? It's a piece of bread. This guy's made one, huh?
He said I've made one.
All right.
Said I've made one.
All right.
Yeah.
Jeez. Christ. You got to be my jeweler from now on.
Dave, we're going to call you back.
Okay.
Glad you survived.
Me too.
All right. See you. There you go. There he goes. That's Dave in Duluth, Minnesota.
A story incredible but true.
Holy my God. Peterson, coming up to you. Dave, for that particular time, let me ask you right now. I talked to Todd today, Pottinger, who is helping to make a documentary chronicling the life of Richard Peterson.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, are you pleased with what is being presented so far?
Yes.
Oh.
And you talk about going down to San Francisco in over a week and try to get the final Johnny Mathis episode.
That's right. They wanted to have Mathis on this documentary because you've met Johnny how many times?
I saw him 160 different days in person, 160 times in person.
You've seen him, but how many hugs, how many handshakes?
Seven hugs, but more than 100 days of the 160 had at least a handshake a day.
Yeah. Now, you understand that when you're away from the Robin and Maynard Show, that means you didn't work.
I recall a report from on location.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah, it'd be nice if you could have Johnny Mathis on the phone.
But if you don't
can't have Johnny. It's going to be impossible to bring Johnny Mathis to this show.
No, just get him on the phone.
Talk to him.
I got a couple of friends in Seattle. You talk to Robin the Maynard, and then he could come on and he could
say. He's going to be too busy.
Chances are.
No.
Johnny Mathis gone.
That's the last note from the Night of White Satin by Boogie Blues.
No, it's not. It's not either. It's up the sound effect library. It's 12 minutes past. You got me. You know, there's not enough acid in town to figure this.
Yeah, thanks, Peterson.
We're going to play a round of the Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel.
Please, we missed Mr. Ty and the Trumpet Quartet.
Okay, that's good. Then we'll have Mr. Ty.
And the whistling begin between Quiz Wheel and presented.
God, Casey Kasem was nothing compared to you. You have this all worked out.
Yes.
We'll let you direct it.
Okay.
Direct what? Are you mad? What's wrong with you? What is he going to direct, Maynard?
Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel to tell when you tell us when you want Mr. Ty to come in and where you want the whistling to come in.
First, you hear the trumpet quartet.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Ty.
Right.
Say, time now, Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel.
Right.
And the whistling begin before you say present at this time.
Okay, what do you want? Trumpet quartet. Want?
Yes, trumpet quartet fanfare first.
Trumpet quartet.
It's time now for the Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel.
What?
Presented at this time, weekdays on KCOK.
Didn't whistle at that time.
Well, you didn't call for it.
I did you a signal.
Oh, you gave me a hand signal. I'm sorry,
should
Richard.
Should we try that again, Richard?
Okay.
Well, that's fine. We're into it. We'll catch it next week.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a little early, too. It's 4:18. Robin, you have a contestant?
Yeah, we've got traffic, too. Hey, Steve, would you mind if I did traffic before we did this thing so we can keep everything
ahead,
nice
man.
And tidy? Thank you very much, Steve. Our director didn't give me the signal. You know, you have got to remember, you're working with two people here if you're going to direct, Richard.
I know.
So how am I going to see you direct?
See that line?
I can't see anything. I'm
Richard's
behind
drawing a chart here.
Oh, I see.
Let's see your chart. Let me see what you draw there.
I see the line between real and presented.
Oh, I see. Well, Richard has drawn it. That's nice, Richard. You have drawn a chart with instructions, printed instructions. Start whistling now.
I see. But how am I supposed to see
chart.
That, Richard?
All right, we'll study that this week.
Okay. North I-5 at 41st Avenue or 41st Street, an accident, the right lane blocked. North 5 before Holgate, an accident, two lanes blocked. Traffic is slow from West Seattle Bridge, two left lanes blocked there. Injuries, AWSP, tow truck like that. Steve, you still with us?
I'm still with you.
Blah, 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 huh?
Yeah,
all right, here we go.
Steve, say hello to Peterson.
Hey, Peterson, how's it going, buddy?
Hi, Steve. I play piano, not just the trumpet.
Yeah, I know. At the end of the show every day, Steve, do you ever hear Richard do the sign-offs on the show?
Yeah, I do.
And when you hear him blow the trumpet at the very end?
Not me on the trumpet. That's a sound effect library.
Yeah, it's
a cartoon
trumpet, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But that aggravates you nonetheless. Steve, Peterson and Robin can help you try to win $102.50. If you feel you can't come up with the answer, you can walk with $50. And we are asking you today, name the band that had a top 10 hit that with the most members.
Okay, let's think. Parliament Funkadelic has like 40 people in it. Commodores had 11.
They have 40?
Parliament Funkadelic had, at one time, I think there was 36 people on stage.
Well, of course, remember the requirement is what, Richard?
Top 10.
Right, top 10.
So Commodores had a lot. I mean, there was 11 guys in that band.
Yeah.
That's more than Chicago.
Yeah, and Tower of Power. How many guys were in Tower of Power, Richard?
A bunch.
Yeah, like, well.
I think it has two trumpet and three saxes.
You got to think of a big horn section. Yeah.
Chicago and Blood, Sweat, Tears.
Chicago, that sounds good.
No. Chicago didn't have as many as Commodores.
Okay. We'll go with Commodores.
Oh, wait, but we're not thinking of symphonies, are we, Richard?
There was a symphony had a hit song in 77.
What was it?
A Star Wars. 96 people.
If it was a symphony.
It was a top 10?
I think so.
Star Wars?
I think so. Mm.
John Williams. Yes, you're right, Richard. Yep.
And how many in the John Williams Orchestra?
96.
96?
Yes.
Was Star Wars top 10?
Yeah.
Was it, Peterson?
If it came close. Either that version or a disco make of version.
You're right.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Are you?
I think you're onto something there.
Yes, but it's a symphony orchestra. It's not a rock and roll band.
No. And that's what I ask. A band. A symphony is not a band, is it?
Symphony is an orchestra.
A symphony is not, then you would agree, a symphony is not a band.
I know.
So you can rule out Star Wars, can't you? What's the distinction between a band and an orchestra?
Orchestra have strings.
Yes.
Band doesn't have strings. They have brass.
All right.
But
John Williams had strings, so it's not a band.
And the Don question, Williams had four trumpets, eight fretz, three trombone, and a tuba.
Well, I
too
go
much
with you on that, Peterson,
honey.
But the question is what? Name the biggest band to ever have a top 10 record.
Biggest band?
Yeah. I think that we've really taken too long with this whole thing.
Have we narrowed it down to anything yet?
I would say the Commodores. Because Chicago, I think, had 10 people.
What did Peterson say on that?
I the Don Williams, the London Symphony Orchestra.
No, no.
Well, it's not an orchestra. It has to be a band.
Top 10. I'll go with you, Robin.
Let's go. What, you want your $50?
Take the Commodores. Just hang it out there.
I'll take the Commodores. Hey,
he takes the Commodores, the actual answer. Glenn Miller. Isn't that a pisser?
That is supposed to be the Rock and Roll era.
Who said that? I said the biggest band ever have a top 10 record.
Glenn Miller over 1941.
Something like that.
But it wasn't in the Rock and Roll era.
No, it sure wasn't.
I got a gal in Kalamazoo. Sorry, dude.
Sorry. You choked the... Screwed the pooch there.
I never thought to go to the big band era. Usually rock era.
Ah, that's right.
Well,
that's,
one would think so, yeah. Since that's kind of what we're trying to sell here, Richard.
Shh, yes. Listen, Richard, sing. You ready to burst out in song, Peterson?
I don't sing.
Oh, yes, you do.
Sure.
I don't sing.
Try it.
A, B, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. I got a guy.
I hear the straight music trumpets.
Woohoo! You know the voice of that man?
Yeah, Ted Beneke.
Tex.
Tex Beneke.
Yeah, Tex.
I knew it was close.
Well, everybody was superb. Actually, a superb job. We keep the cash. We run a tight ship and a tough show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I listen to these two bozos, too. Rick Jones here in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. And can somebody open a window? And if your marriage needs a little fresh air, give us a call. Goldberg Jones at 1-800-DIVORCE.
I will lose my mind if I see a snake.
And how do they feel about you?
They probably think I'm their sister.
That's the stuff.